Hi everyone. This is a quick notice to help you stay safe on WhatsApp. Please take note that no one in Stream Globe will ever contact you, call you, or send you any message requesting for any code or any number to participate in any kind of meeting. That is a scammer's trick. Also, if you're on any of our WhatsApp groups and any member of your WhatsApp group sends you unsolicited personal messages, feel free to report such a person to WhatsApp and they will automatically be blocked from sending you further messages. You can also report such a person's number to an admin in your WhatsApp group so such people can be removed from the group. Please stay safe on WhatsApp and remember to share Stream Globe devotional with your friends and contacts on WhatsApp. Let's spread the gospel through this wonderful platform. We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text.
Hello and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor SD Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Where is My Fear? Today's meditation was written by Ikechukwu Umpama. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Malachi chapter 1 verse 6. It reads, A son gives honor to his father, and a servant has fear of his master. If then I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is the fear of me, says the Lord of armies to you, O priests, who give no value to my name? And you say, how have we given no value to your name? I have just read from the Bible in basic English. There was an interesting encounter in the book of Genesis between Jacob and his in-laws. After spending a total of 20 years with his in-laws, 14 of which he had spent working for the bride price of Rachel, his beloved, and Leah, Rachel's sister, it came to a point that Jacob began to observe that the disposition of his in-laws toward him had changed for the worse. And so one day, Jacob upped and eloped with his family away from his in-laws, ignorant of the fact that Rachel had also confiscated the family idols of her father. As soon as the in-laws realized what had happened, they gave chase, and when they caught up with him, they were wroth with Jacob and said they would have harmed him if not for a warning issued to them by God. When Jacob was responding, of particular interest was how he referred to the Lord God. While Laban had described him as the God of your father, Jacob referred to him as the fear of Isaac. This is a curious but instructive description. It basically meant that Isaac ordered his life in such a way that anyone who knew him well knew that there was one whom he feared and revered above all, and that this shaped his life. Again, in Malachi, the Lord was basically saying, if indeed I was your master, you would fear me. The proof that they did not fear him included their audacity to disdain him by offering to him what they wouldn't dare offer to their governors. By so doing, the Lord said they, by their actions, were saying that the table of the Lord was of no importance. See Malachi chapter 1 verse 7 to 8. The fear of the Lord is a crucial ingredient in following the Lord as a servant follows his master. Without it, a man cannot begin to walk in the wisdom of the Lord. Friend, there is a force that is motivating your life choices. Apostle Paul spoke about knowing the fear of the Lord and the constraining power of God's love. A man might be motivated by the fear of poverty, fear of rejection, fear of failure. The list is endless. But hear the admonition of the Lord by the prophet Isaiah. He says, sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 13. Go into today determined to walk in the fear of the Lord all life long. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Job chapter 13 to chapter 14. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio comes up next. Job chapter 13 to chapter 14.
My eyes have seen all this. My ears have heard and understood it. But you know I also know. I am not inferior to you. But I desire to speak to the Almighty and to argue my case with God. You, however, smear me with lies. You are worthless physicians, all of you. If only you would be altogether silent, for you that would be wisdom. Hear now my argument. Listen to the pleas of my lips. Will you speak wickedly on God's behalf? Will you speak deceitfully for him? Will you show him partiality? Will you argue the case for God? Would it turn out well if he examined you? Could you deceive him as you might deceive mortals? He would surely call you to account if you secretly show partiality. Would not his splendor terrify you? Would not the dread of him fall on you? Your maxims are proverbs of ashes. Your defenses are defenses of clay. Keep silent and let me speak. Then let come to me what may. Why do I put myself in jeopardy and take my life in my hands? Though he slay me, yet will I hope in him. I will surely defend my ways to his face. Indeed, this will turn out for my deliverance, for no godless person would dare come before him. But listen carefully to what I say. Let my words ring in your ears. Now that I have prepared my case, I know I will be vindicated. Can anyone bring charges against me? If so, I will be silent and die. Only grant me these two things, God, and then I will not hide from you. Withdraw your hand far from me and stop frightening me with your terrors. Then summon me and I will answer, or let me speak and you reply to me. How many wrongs and sins have I committed? Show me my offense and my sin. Why do you hide your face and consider me your enemy? Will you torment a wind-blown leaf? Will you chase after dry chaff? For you write down bitter things against me and make me reap the sins of my youth. You fasten my feet in shackles. You keep close watch on all my paths by putting marks on the soles of my feet. So humans waste away like something rotten, like a garment eaten by moths. Mortals born of women are a few days and full of trouble. They spring up like flowers and wither away. Like fleeting shadows, they do not endure. Do you fix your eye on such as these? Will you bring them before you for judgment? Who can bring what is pure from the impure? No one. The days of mortals are determined. You have decreed the number of their months and have set limits they cannot exceed. So look away from us and leave us alone till we have put in our time like hired laborers. At least there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again, and its new shoots will not fail. Its roots may grow old in the ground, and its stump die in the soil. Yet at the scent of water, it will bud and put forth shoots like a plant. But human beings die and are laid low. They breathe their last and are no more. As the water of a lake dries up or a riverbed becomes parched and dry, so they lie down and do not rise till their heavens are no more. They will not awake or be roused from their sleep. If only you would hide me in the grave and conceal me till your anger has passed. If only you would set me a time and then remember me. If someone dies, will they live again? All the days of my hard service, I will wait for my renewal to come. You will call and I will answer you. You will long for the creature your hands have made. Surely then you will count my steps, but not keep track of my sin. My offenses will be sealed up in a bag. You will cover over my sin. But as a mountain erodes and crumbles, and as a rock is moved from its place, as water wears away stones and torrents wash away the soil, so you destroy everyone's hope. You overpower them once for all, and they are gone. You change their countenance and send them away. Their children are honored, they do not know it. If their offspring are brought low, they do not see it. They feel but the pain of their own bodies and mourn only for themselves.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.